It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin today with news from around the world, starting in Japan, where former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was assassinated on Friday. He was shot to death as he spoke at a fellow politician's campaign event ahead of Sunday elections for the upper house of Japan's parliament. NHK News reported that the 67-year-old former prime minister was rushed to a hospital, had no vital signs after being hit in the neck and chest. TV footage aired by NHK showed Abe delivering a speech when a loud noise and a plume of smoke rose behind him. At least two gunshots rang out, and he collapsed with blood on his shirt. A suspect was arrested on attempted murder charges, and police found a double-barrel gun that was obviously homemade. Shootings are very rare in Japan, which has some of the world's strictest gun laws. In London, Boris Johnson announced Thursday that he is stepping down as Britain's prime minister, but he said that he has plans to stay on as caretaker head of the government until members of his Conservative Party pick a new leader, probably this fall. We'll see if that happens. More than 50 ministers and senior aides in his government had resigned in the previous 36 hours over Johnson's scandals dealing with sex and bullying, and many of his aides telling Johnson that leaving was the only way to restore trust in the government. So Johnson appeared outside of 10 Downing Street and delivered remarks but made no reference to the scandals, though he did say he'd appoint a new cabinet and keep working until a successor is chosen.
And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
Them's the breaks? All righty then. Now, in a Russian courtroom on Thursday, WNBA star Brittany Griner pleaded guilty to a drug charge. The Center for the Phoenix Mercury said that she packed for Russia in a hurry and mistakenly brought the cannabis vape cartridges that security found at a Moscow airport in her bags. She said she never intended to break Russian laws. BG could face up to 10 years in prison. The next hearing in her trial is scheduled for next Thursday. President Biden assured Griner's wife, Sherelle, that he was working to get her released. The U.S. has classified Griner as wrongfully detained and believes that Russia arrested her as leverage shortly before they invaded Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Russian dictator Putin on Thursday said that his army is just getting started with its invasion of Ukraine. Putin warned the West that it would fail if it sought Russia's defeat on the battlefield, but he added that he's still open to diplomacy to settle the conflict. Really? Putin saying, quote, "We don't reject peace talks, but those who reject them should know that the further it goes, the harder it will be for them to negotiate with us." What's to negotiate? They invaded. They need to leave. Here at home, new details have emerged describing the scene as a gunman opened fire during a 4th of July parade in the Highland Park suburb of Chicago, where 7 people were killed and dozens of others wounded. The shooter was up on a rooftop, where he was partially concealed when he shot at parade goers with a semi-automatic rifle. Among his victims, an 8-year-old boy who was attending the parade with his parents and twin brother was shot. His spinal cord was severed, and he's now paralyzed from the waist down. Each day, we learn more heartbreaking revelations. In a voluntary statement, the gunman admitted to authorities that he emptied 2 30-round magazines before loading his weapon a third time and firing again. If convicted, he faces a life sentence in prison. Lawmakers are speaking out. On Thursday, they called for an investigation into whether 2 former FBI leaders who clashed with the former guy were illegally targeted for rare and very demanding tax audits. The odds that both former FBI Director James Comey, who Trump fired in 2017, and former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who replaced Comey and was fired by then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions in 2018, would be subjected to the audits are astronomical. So on Friday, the man who served as Donald Trump's White House counsel and his attorney in the first impeachment trial, Pat Cipollone, is expected to testify sometime during the day on Friday before the House committee investigating the insurrection. This interview will be transcribed, videotaped, and behind closed doors. But nothing says we can't see excerpts of that videotaped interview when the hearings resume next week. His appearance before the panel comes as a result of a subpoena. Cipollone is considered a critical witness whose testimony lawmakers have suggested is the missing link. He previously met with committee investigators back in April for an informal interview. On Tuesday, the panel picks up the public hearings with a focus on Trump's ties to domestic extremists who helped organize the attack. 10 a.m. Tuesday. I'll have the popcorn ready. The June jobs report is out, and again, it beat expectations. U.S. employers added 372,000 jobs in June. The unemployment rate remains at 3.6%. And sometime on Friday, President Biden is signing an executive order intended to protect abortion and contraception access and privacy in the aftermath of the Supreme Court striking down Roe v. Wade. Some details of the order: it will safeguard access to reproductive health care services, including abortion and contraception. It would protect the privacy of patients and their access to accurate information, promotes the safety and security of patients, providers, and clinics, and would coordinate the implementation of federal efforts to protect reproductive rights and access to health care. Stay tuned. It ain't over yet. And what was that, Boris?
Them's the breaks.
Ah, got it. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.